Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker and Nose Trimmer, Crop Preserver and Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped. Hopefully Blitz is recording.
We are.
Perfect. Welcome to the Bubba Army Podcast. This is the only place you'll find this nonsense. You guys ever get like creative vapor lock, where you felt as if you blew your wad
for the other
portion of the program?
Yeah.
You don't really quite have much to say.
That can happen sometimes.
And like, you don't even want to be here. But I want to be here, of course. But I just want to go, where's that? I wish I had that one drop. I just want to go home. I just want to take a nap.
Yeah.
Something like that.
The crying.
Do you want some cookie?
Oh, yeah. She's got one of those SOS cookies.
You know what you do have to do, Anna, though?
Huh.
Don't get mad at me.
What?
Because you know that I vacuum every morning, so I see stuff.
Yeah.
One, Lummy is the biggest slob of all. There's always a trail of a bunch of stuff underneath his
desk. It's the black from the chair.
No, it's not.
it's fucking not.
Some of it is, but...
But Anna, yeah, now you're starting to develop crumbs on the little table that you... The little... Coffee
what?
Table?
No, you know what that is? It's from those kids the other day. They ate Cheez-Its on there.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And I'll clean it,
and
though.
And we noticed today that Haley wrote her name on our refrigerator. Haley was here.
Yeah, and she spilled stuff all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
When they first got in, Bubba, they went right to the fridge in the green room and helped themselves to everything they could find, which is like whatever, but
for real.
Yeah, and then those are all Cheez-It crumbs that are all over the floor from the kids. In the table.
Wasn't me.
Sorry, Anna.
Shaggy style.
I apologize.
You got
usually.
All my notes wet.
Well, I will tell you this. You went from a non-crummer to a crummer. So I was like thinking, usually there's not crumbs in here. So I wouldn't think. So yeah. I accept your explanation and
thank you.
Apologize for calling you a dirty crummer.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
that. Because I don't think you are a dirty crummer.
No, I'm not. I'm a very clean person.
There you go.
Clean up after
but
my
I
bath.
Am seeing more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of these days, Blitz, hopefully you guys could get a handle back there.
So I actually started working on during the breaks, and I'm staying late to work on that.
Hours and hours, he said.
Hours and hours.
Yes.
Well, I've got a new security camera recorder deal. I'm swapping that out today. UPS's. So I've got a lot of stuff to do.
Do you want my cookie, Bubba? It's best used by February 5th, 2022.
What do you mean?
This cookie.
The one from SOS Rick.
Yeah. Do you want it?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're good.
I'll bring it up to you.
What are they, Edamins?
And yeah. Tenenamins.
Edamins? Yeah. I had the one Bubba gave me last night.
So did I.
I'm so good.
Oh, hold on now. These are so special. This one's for you.
Yeah.
Well, then, no, I don't want to take your cookie.
She doesn't. She's not going to eat it.
You want one bite?
She saved it for you.
Okay, now hold on. Come on. How we orchestrate. So you don't want this whole cookie.
No.
But you'd like to have a bite.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on now.
It's expired, but I'll still eat it.
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah, I had one.
I had one. It's fine. You heat it up a little bit.
So what I'm thinking is, like, you, like, tear off your bite. Or do you want to bite it?
Should I just bite it?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, she's clean.
Yeah, Blitz's cock in her mouth.
Does that mean I just suck Blitz's dick?
You just suck Blitz's dick right
now. By
proxy? Yep.
Like, watch it. No, hold on. If I come and take a bite right there, does that mean, hold on.
You got dick
on Blitz's dick.
Yeah.
Dick wrap.
You know, he dropped that load right in that mouth yesterday.
Jesus, Lummy.
Lummy.
It was this morning.
Inappropriate.
I thought we could say that on the podcast.
Inappropriate. I didn't even hear what he said.
Oh, good.
Blitz dropped a load on your mouth.
That's rude.
I gotta think that, honest to God, like, I know that you guys are messing around.
Yeah.
But if I may,
yeah,
be a little inappropriate while sticking up for you.
Yeah.
I don't think you're taking loads in the mouth.
Why not?
Well, I'm just trying to give you my feel.
Okay.
On the deal. I think that you're very sexual. You're a more sexual person than we probably all think. But
well,
I don't
you also thought I was, like, asexual, so.
No. Hold on now. But we've come a long way.
Yeah.
But I don't think that you ever are a load in the mouth girl.
Okay.
That seems like she's saying, okay, Bubba, you don't
perhaps,
know.
Perhaps not. I don't know.
I think when you guys three, it's just standard oral
mm-hmm.
to, and I think Blitz is such a veteran. Again, I'm being inappropriate, but I'm sticking up for you.
Yeah.
I think Blitz is such a veteran. Like, only rookies come from head for the most part.
Okay.
I mean, are we all going to sit here and act like...
No, you're 100% correct, Bubba.
How's that cookie, by the way?
Good as fuck.
You're correct, Bubba.
It's like a cake cookie.
It is. Mm. It was thick with two C's. Mm-hmm.
Now, am I kind of right on that, though?
Hmm.
Only rookies come from head.
Yes.
Mm.
Well, Bubba, I mean, Blitz has got to put, you know, over.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got to put me over.
Yeah.
All right, drop.
Sometimes the head's just so good.
Yeah, know. Exactly.
Right.
Thank you, Blitz. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You okay? You came back from there? You came from her head?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, perhaps.
Mm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm. Is it good to get some good oral?
To give or to get? Or
I said get.
To get. Yes. Yes. Yes, it's good.
Is it oral?
Yes, it is. Now, Blitz it's good is, to get some.
Blitz is a seasoned cocksman.
Very serious.
Now don't hold that against him.
No.
But he had a life before you.
I understand that. I'm not a crazy, insecure, volatile, possessive person like other people.
No, he is probably a black belt in the two-finger cul-de-sac Jones that was invented by Bubba Lusponge.
He's a black belt in it. A
couple red stripes.
To be honest with you, sometimes, Bubba, and I told Blitz this yesterday, that when we're foring, I do sometimes think of jiu-jitsu moves.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, he wants to put me in full guard. Interesting. Oh, I'm going to get the underhook. Great. And I think of all those things.
I'm not concentrating on Blitz.
Do you come?
No, I am.
Do you come?
Everyone has... We like to party. We like to party at the household.
Are you guys doing it a lot?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Well,
mm-hmm. You know, we just started dating.
Probably 4 million% more than you used to.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, zero times anything is still zero.
I mean,
so.
Zero times zero.
Yep.
For 3 years... And then now all of a sudden, you're probably like 10 times into 2022. That's like a 10 million% increase.
Absolutely.
If yeah. you're factoring in days and hours and shit.
I honestly don't even recognize my current life right now. It's so vastly different to what it's been.
Isn't that crazy?
Hold on. And it's cool as fuck.
It's very cool as fuck.
You're kind of rolling around like a cool bitch.
I guess.
Because she sent one tweet.
I know. It's so crazy how that can have monumental
Isn't
effects.
Isn't it amazing how what you thought was going to ruin you?
Yes.
And that
thought it was over.
You're never going to be in conventional radio again, and you're going to blah, 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 and you have to go start working at the Tilt-A-Kilt or whatever the fuck you, because you were maybe thinking about waitressing.
Tilt-A-Whirl.
Yeah, I was hopefully not thinking about waitressing, but I probably would have gone like full-time at Hornblasters for a while.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, which and, is like, which, God bless
way,
Matt, but, love him, but that's not what I wanted to do.
No, but you know what?
Yeah, I was
God
good
bless
at it,
Matt, though. God bless Matt, he would have kept you employed. Like, yeah, 100%. He would have kept the fucking rent paid and lied to him.
Absolutely. And like I said, you know, nothing but
I don't even know that Matt Heller has the ability to be mean enough to fire people.
I did get furloughed, but that was for the pandemic. But he asked me back like 2 months later.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
didn't everybody get furloughed pretty
much? Yeah, yeah. I don't know that Matt Heller can. I don't know if Matt Heller has the Bubba Clintism where he can say, you know what, you motherfucker, it ain't working out. Get the fuck out of here.
Have you ever seen Matt get real mad?
No.
I'm talking about Anna.
I've never seen him. I've never even seen him like a little bit mad.
He's always like laughing, even when he's fucking pissed. He'll just be like, can you believe that he kind of, that's almost a little creepy.
Like when he crashes Lambo?
Yeah, he'll just be like, that's so crazy. Oh, I just got accused of this and now I have to go to Columbia for 6 months. I'm like, oh, shit.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. I love that guy.
Yeah, me too.
He is just such.
He's been nothing but good to me.
He is such a good dude.
No, he is. He's quality.
But, I mean, so one tweet that everybody just got so fucking full hot on.
Yep. Well, in their defense, which there's not much, but I was in trouble with HR many a times prior to that. So,
like what? Like what did you do?
Oh, the epilepsy thing was a big deal. And then there was one other time where I was accused of saying something racist, which wasn't the case, but, you know, people are. So, there were quite a few indiscretions, I suppose. So by the time this came around, they're like, you're done. But it was mainly the epilepsy thing.
But the epileptic thing wasn't a big deal.
Oh, it was, though. It was a big deal.
Who's this?
Yeah, this is Jesse from New Jersey, Bubba Chapter, Jersey.
Well, you know that we're doing a podcast, and so really you can't even be a podcast if you're taking phone calls because motherfuckers aren't supposed to know you're podcasting until after you've podcast uploaded it and you're already, you know, at home jerking your dick.
Oh.
Yeah, well, we mark out you all day.
So you knew that I was in here doing a podcast because you have a fucking pie chart of my whereabouts, and boom, you knew I'd be in the studio, and I'm just stupid enough to pick up the fucking phone while I'm doing a podcast.
I'm listening to you on Bubba Army Radio.
Oh, do we broadcast a podcast live on that?
No, he's listening to the replay.
Oh, you're a liar too, motherfucker. But what can I do for you? Bubba Army Strong, kid, New Jersey Super Sleeper Cell. What can I do for you?
Hey, why don't you guys put the Bubba 199s up on the podcast, Willie?
Just for music licensing rights and just a bunch of
shit. Okay, I mean,
it's a one-off deal, man. Watch it live.
And we encourage it to be a one-off deal. So we have some gimmicks. Like, for instance, this podcast that we're doing right now that we're taping is only available for you to jump through a few hoops and go download it on podcast, right? And then our after shows are, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, those after shows after Twitch are only on Facebook and YouTube. And then Blummel, same thing. Mm-hmm. So we have like some different things going on. I know. Are you a member of Bubba Army Radio?
I am not.
I'm going to be honest with you. For the value, for the $4.99 or the $5.99, I don't know, it's something like that. That's probably, out of all the things we offer, the best value of what you get. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you get complete shows dating back to 06. You wanna be mouth fucked by me, my friend, and all the people that have surrounded me, and all the different combinations of shows, from Gene Lasker to Tuttle to Janessa to Manson to Spice Boy to everybody, to Lummy being a stunt boy. It's all at BubbaArmyRadio.com.
That's right.
Well, count me in, Bubba.
Well, go get it, buddy. Thanks. Now, Blitz, I've still not heard from OnlyFans.
No, so the last thing is you replied to their automatic email.
Right.
So you would have gotten a reply back to them. Although I will say, though, the last two times I've emailed you, I've gotten it bounced back and said that, like, your email's not working. But you should have heard from them. And the last thing I heard from them was, we're looking into maybe suspending you, but we don't know. So don't ask. Next?
We're looking into maybe suspicion.
It's basically what they said. It's been almost a month now.
You can get a girl that can literally put two fists in her pussy.
Right.
But we have Tom the Tree Man that we're shooting some fucking leeches off his back. Next thing you know, we're full-blown yippee-yos.
Yeah. Well, and they, like, rather than just suspending us, they like, well, we're thinking about it.
Yeah. We can still get, can still sign up for our
And they
our
keep
stuff.
Telling you, like, hey, you haven't posted in a while. Why not?
Yeah.
They send you those emails.
I feel like I'm a kid with mom and dad with joint custody, and, you know, I'm supposed to stay at mom's, but dad hates mom, and then mom hates dad, but I got to go over there. It's like, man, what the fuck? I'm just trying to be a happy family here.
They're not letting you post, but yeah, they're asking you, why aren't you posting?
Yeah. Lummy, a very very satisfying and glorious day for the BRN. It's the first time in I don't know how long that the smart car runs.
All right.
Not only does it run, but it rolls too.
Nice.
Smart car runs. Crown Vic has four new tires on it.
Did the smart car get a new battery?
No, but I...
Okay.
But I charged it all the way up, and it seems to be... Something's draining the battery, probably one of the 4,562 lights we got going on. So I'm just going to keep it on a trickle.
Okay.
And then the F-150 is perfect.
It looks beautiful. Walter.
Walter White.
Walter. And Blitz, they put a whole new tailgate on that thing.
It looks like it.
It was so fucked up.
Did they did Tire Choice say anything, or SOS Automotive, did he say anything about the Cream Machine fuel pump?
He's supposed to be here. He's in vacation this week in St. Augustine, but he'll be here this next weekend.
Love that place.
To try to get it going.
Oh, nice.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, how come they took down 199 and Friday Show off Twitch?
Friday Show is
because
up.
Because we don't.
The Friday Show is up. It's in the upload section, not in the live, whatever.
Friday Show is up. But we never archive the 199s. If you catch them, you catch them. But if you don't, you don't. It's always been that way. But the show, the Friday Show, is up.
Okay. All
right. Yeah, the Friday Show is in the upload section.
You want to hear from Bubba Army real fast? Offer one fucking bull. Don't have one show available.
Right.
And they will absolutely wear you the fuck out.
I think I've answered it 36 times today in chat and on Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I said, go to your uploads.
So I'm going to start driving the smart car around a little bit.
Good.
Ani, you want to drive it to work? Oh, you want to drive it home one day?
No.
Can I drive it home, Bubba? I'll drive it home. I'll drive it home. I'll drive it home with the lights on.
Lummy, I got to think that gas is killing you right now.
Yes, it is. That's why I'm eager. I'm
oh,
here.
Come on. Gas is cheap again.
Yeah.
It went down.
It's like $4.15.
It's like $4.15.
Yeah. Oh.
Are they saying now that it's not going to get? Are they saying that it peaked?
No, the barrels are going back up. They just released some reserves.
Yeah, but it went down a little bit.
Yeah,
we need to thank Joe Biden for that. By the way,
I like Joe Biden.
He's the best ever. Cheap gas, thanks, Joe.
Appreciate
that. Yeah, Joe's like, hey, gas is $3.99. That's cheap as fuck.
Yeah, it's oil right now is at $1.09.
See those guys stealing gas in this area got caught.
Oh, yeah, and they were doing it like the way you would probably do it, too.
Yeah, I kind of looked into it a little
bit.
Fuck
that skimmer deal. Let's just go in here, pre-program it so it's charging us a nickel a gallon.
That's what some articles said, but some said, because, you know, there's a sensor that measures how much gas is flowing through it.
Right.
So I think they messed with that sensor. So, like, technically, the price was still four or whatever a gallon.
But it was giving you more volume?
Yeah, so it pump out 20 gallons, but say you just pumped out one.
Tampa officials, Florida officials, arrested four men this week, accusing them of using a device on gas pumps that allowed them to pump fuel for pennies on the dollar.
You know what I think the device might be?
What?
A magnet.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Because they're masterminds.
Yeah, they're being real kind of quiet about what it actually was and all that.
Anytime that you see theft like this or actual fraud, we have zero tolerance, said Nikki Fried, Fred, the Department of... Agriculture, who's running against the great Ron DeSantis, who's going to get her ass kicked. The alleged incident happened at the Circle K, State Road 54 in Lutz. Lemme, that's right up by you.
Oh, I go to that one all the time.
And the Circle K on Memorial Boulevard in Lakeland at the Lutz location. Officers arrested these four good-for-nothings.
Right.
And then, and it said...
they had, like, pickup trucks that had bladders in them?
Yeah.
In the trunk, in the back... And they were just loading it up.
The president for the Florida Petroleum Marketers Association said it's a pretty sophisticated operations. Actually, from other reports that I've seen, that it was not sophisticated.
No, but they're going to say that so to stop people from trying it.
They go and change the pulsator. The pulsator is the device that's inside the gas pump that regulates the flow of fuel.
Yep.
They're able to change the price of the fuel down to a nickel or a penny to a gallon and fill the back of their trucks and the bladders.
Right. So I think, like I said, I think the price stays the same, but it thinks, you know, it's flowing faster and registering less. So technically they're paying, you know, 5 cents a gallon. But the price itself stays the same.
I got to tell you, man, if you went there and filled your truck up and you used this little magnet willy, that might be one thing.
Right.
But when you're just being a real horse's ass and you're filling up bladders.
Yeah,
and
a few hundred gallons at a time.
Yeah. That's grand theft, is it not?
Yeah, to resell it. They got charged with multiple felonies.
I mean, you know, at the end of the day, even if you're not reselling it, but you're buying something that's usually $5 for a nickel, isn't that a $4.95 a gallon stealing?
Yeah.
And so you would multiply the price difference versus the gallons, and that's what you're on the hook for.
Correct.
And I think anything over, like, what, 1500 or something is considered grand theft?
Yeah, they keep moving around.
Yeah, well, I guarantee you, they qualified. I've only been skimmed. It did happen to me in Valrico. No, I'm sorry, in Sefner. I was going to Jeff Matthews' race shop to go see Bob, pick up some tires. And Bob, I texted Bob, said, "Hey, you need anything? I'm gonna swing by the store." He's like, "Yeah, just give me a couple Gatorades." And Bob was doing me a solid favor, like rebuilding this transmission or some shit for me and Tyler. So I was like, "Oh yeah, no big deal." So I swing by this little gas station right down the road, and this woman, in order to buy Gatorades and shit, you got to go inside.
Right.
So I go inside. I'm not buying any gas. I go inside, and all I have is my debit card. Which is a lot of times kind of what we all just have,
yeah,
isn't
exactly.
it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and I think I had like $35 cash on, but I didn't want to waste I had like $650 in my bank account. I'd be like, I'll just, use all that. So I put it in my bank account she has this little reader, and she goes, "Can you just put your card here?" And the beginning was like $7.08 or some bullshit. I think I bought a Monster and two Gatorades or something. And then later that day, Bank of America is like, "Fraud alert, fraud alert. There are multiple attempts at this gas station to use your card for $200. And so I don't know if she had a skimming device on it, or because it was the blitz, it was the device inside the store.
Sure.
It wasn't the pump one.
Right, right, right.
So,
yeah,
I mean,
she could have been doing it.
I mean, there was like five or six attempts to spend like $201.
Yeah, I mean, I know we've talked about it before here, but I mean, I tell people, don't use your debit card for anything, man. Don't, just never. Just ever, ever, ever.
Credit cards
are fine, but never debit card.
I can't get a credit card.
I use my debit card all the time.
I would never.
My credit score, I pulled my credit score a few days ago, Blitz.
Not looking so good?
No. I used to be in the eights. Hey, that's going to be my new book or my new song. I used to be in the eights, now I'm in the fives. Phew.
Remember, I bought you that one prepaid credit card deal that you can reload at Walmart.
Yeah, but I mean,
he doesn't know where that is.
I don't know. You got to walk into Walmart, and you got to walk up to customer service.
Please.
You can do that at any register. You just scan it and add money to the thing, and it, boom.
I need to get a credit card. But see, I can't get qualified for a credit card because they're going to offer me like a 36.5% rate.
Yeah.
Well, if you pay it off, who cares?
So if you pay it off, is it a zero rate?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, Blitz, dark web me a credit card.
All right. Yeah. I haven't paid interest. I mean, I haven't paid a credit card fee in years.
Anna, is Blitz the smartest guy you've ever been with?
The smartest guy I've ever been with?
Yeah.
I mean, like, sexually or dated, or what do you mean?
All of it.
I don't really stick around when they're dumb, but yeah, I would say that Blitz is definitely the most knowledgeable for sure.
And does he put up with the most shit? Like, knows your... He probably is the one that knew about your little hang-ups before he knew about your... Like, meaning, most guys...
Yeah, I've never been friends with guys before I dated them.
Most guys have to spend some time with you to be able to pick up your quirkiness.
Yeah, yeah. So he's, like, knowingly going into this that
it's
going to be a fucking handful.
That's why Blitz can't ever come to us as men and be like, "Man, let me tell you about this fucking bitch." Be like, you knew.
Of course.
You fucking knew, buddy.
Yep.
Yeah.
He knew what he signed up for.
Are they now... Are they cutting every bad drug now with fentanyl?
That's what it seems like.
And it's fentanyl.
We were talking about this yesterday, actually, at Girls Brunch.
Yeah, like it's like everybody's dying from fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because it doesn't take much.
And so, but are they? Is fentanyl cheap, and that's why they're cutting it?
It must be. And it must be like...
I feel like it's like competing cartels trying to fuck with each other.
It could be that too, but I think like it's hey, we can put a tiny bit of fentanyl in whatever, and then you think it's full strength of whatever it is you're trying to get to begin with. But you know, a little more than a tiny bit, and it's killing people.
Yeah, but you don't. Why would you want to kill your clientele? You know,
they're not trying to.
They're trying to. They don't know how to cut it.
Yeah. Okay. So right.
So let's say cocaine is. So you know, you get a bag full of cocaine, and you know, rather than replace it with something, they just put a tiny bit of fentanyl in it, and now it's, you know, you're still getting high, and you think it's, oh, this cocaine's okay. But if you put more than a tiny bit, then you're killing people. And they're not trying to. They just do it on accident.
Oh, they just cut it with some baking soda or some bullshit.
Well, because what I was thinking.
Because baking soda won't do anything. Fentanyl gives you a high, so you think you're getting something.
Oh, so you're thinking, they're thinking, man, we're going to have the best shit, and they're going to want to come back because cutting it with a little fentanyl.
So they'll cut it with, I'm making these numbers up. Let's say 90% baking soda and 10% fentanyl, or even, you know, 99% baking soda and 1% fentanyl, and that still gets people high. And they're cutting it.
I know.
But they're putting 3% fentanyl on it and killing people.
Right. So what I'm saying is, and the reason why they do that is because when a guy goes and says, hey, man, I got some good shit from Johnny.
Right.
And it's better than any shit I've ever had.
Yeah.
Then Johnny's getting a business, but it will go south quick on Johnny.
Because if you cut it with pure baking powder or whatever, they're not going to get high off that. But if you put a little tiny bit of fentanyl on it, they will.
Right.
So.
Because China produces it so cheap and sends it to Mexico and.
I hear they send it in like raw ingredients, and then the Mexicans put it together.
Yes,
probably.
And they leave it. I saw this on a Vice video. Like they leave it in the ocean. Like they don't actually go to the shore, and they put like it in buoys, like all the ingredients in buoys, and then the Mexicans have to go and get it, retrieve it in the water.
Yeah,
they never breach the shore.
That should be a new reality show.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it. Maybe it's Colombia. No, it was Mexico. I can't remember.
No, it's Mexico. They
now, is fentanyl a med? It's basically a medical drug.
It can be prescribed, yes.
It's painkiller.
Yeah, it's
and
narcotic.
Actually, now there's like a new one. It's like even way stronger than fentanyl. Mm.
It's like 50 times stronger than heroin,
yeah.
As is.
Fentanyl?
Yes.
So, like, if they do it right, you know, obviously I'm not, you know, supporting this, but if they do it right and they just put a tiny bit in and it keeps people getting high, then... like whatever, but they're not doing it right and they're killing people, which is probably not good.
No.
It says it's right now it's about $100 a gram.
That's expensive, ain't it? I don't know. What's a gram of anything cost?
Who knows?
What's a gram of weed cost?
Not much.
Yeah, but how much of that gram do you take?
This is cash right here. I haven't been able to get him to answer the phone all day. Trying to see how the marriage deal.
Yeah, how marriage life is.
Seeing how the marriage deal is going.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
So far, things are. I mean, this should have been a fantastic honeymoon.
Maybe he's at work.
That is true. He does work.
Now, with her.
She doesn't work.
She doesn't work.
No. She claims that she's.
Disabled?
Working or some shit.
Say it, lovey.
I couldn't remember what she fucking said.
Maybe I should call Angie. I could get an Angie report.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
All I have is her Facebook Messenger.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Hello. Haley.
Yeah.
It's Bubba.
Hey.
Uh-oh, doesn't sound too good.
What?
Doesn't sound too good. Everything okay?
No, these kids are driving me crazy. But yeah, everything's okay with me and Cash. But the kids are still on spring break, I guess. I got them up to go to school, and I guess they don't have fucking school today.
Blitzes, bitches, if you know what day your kids go back to school.
I'm supposed to go back Monday, but I guess it's a freaking teacher day or some shit. And then tomorrow is... they might not be able to go back tomorrow too, unless it's a hurricane makeup day. Well,
why ain't that some bitch?
Just close your eyes and think of Ruthie
on
Ozarks.
I hear it.
Now, Haley. So the kids are driving you. Like, when they're driving, why don't you take them to the beach or do something? Why don't you
because
do
it? Because mom had work today, and remember the car that I bought broke down?
Right.
And Cash takes the other car to work, so I don't have a car right now.
Is it just arts and crafts all day? Or are you just, or are you trying, you need a Xanax? What do you need?
Right. I wish I had a Xanax. No. Right now, they're playing in the pool. I bought him a pool.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, you bought him a pool?
Like try to keep him busy.
Like a Walmart?
Yeah, like one of the, like, long square ones. Like, not real, real kiddie pool, but, yeah. Like, you know.
Pretty much.
Small. Because we're not even supposed to have a pool here. They're going to make me take it down as soon as they see it. But
and then that's going to be a fight. So hold on. So the Trailer Association is going to come down here, and of course, when they say, take this pool down, you're just not going to say, no problem. You're going to fight them for it, right?
I'm going to probably fight them a little bit, but they've already told me before, so I'm sure if I give them too much hell.
Yeah, you might get kicked out. You might get kicked the fuck out of the whole trailer park.
Every fucking trailer would have one of those 20-foot above-ground pools if they could.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. But I don't understand what the big deal is. They said that a kid could drown, but I said, what if I put a fence around it? Then they still won't let me have it. But it's like, these kids do so much shit. These 6 and 7-year-olds around here cussing me out and whatnot.
Yeah, they're probably all on fentanyl.
But they're worried about drowning in a pool.
Yeah. Now, did you and Cash have a really hot weekend full of fucking, you know?
No, actually, yesterday the kid's dad came over to see them for the first time in months.
Right.
And he asked Cash to give him a tattoo. And I told him it was a bad idea. Cash gives him a tattoo, and this dude, Dakota's laying in my bed getting a tattoo, just talking so much crap about me to Cash.
Hold on now. Let me just see if I can wade through this. Let me see if I can get through this. Okay, Haley. So your ex-husband and your baby daddy.
Never married.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, your baby daddy.
Never married.
All right. Your baby daddy. Your three baby daddy. Well, we know two of his. We know two of them are his, right?
Well, we know all three of them are his now because I did the DNA test. All but right. One of the middle one, we weren't sure at
first. Now, okay. But all three, your baby daddy for all three of your little kids, he decides to come over Saturday or yesterday?
Yesterday,
to see the babies, right? Now, are you thinking
for
that he's going to...
For the first time in months.
Now, are you saying, hey, why don't you go take him to the beach or some shit like that so that you can cash? You can
Yeah, and he says he can't unless we want to drive him there. But we don't want to drive him there. So he took the kids to the park for like an hour, if that, and immediately came back.
So now, hold on.
Wanting
so
to hang out.
Were you trying to get some ass while he was at the park?
No, I just really was trying to get cleaning done because the fucking house is a mess from them being on spring break for a week.
Yeah.
So I was just trying to, you know, just even some peace because he never comes around and takes them. So I figured if he could at least just take them for an hour, a couple hours.
And they're wild. And your kids are wild. Let's just be honest. We met them at the wedding, and they're fucking wild.
They're wild, and they're so close in age, and they're all girls that they just argue all the time.
And they fight. They fight like the fucking standard Sanders that they are.
Yeah, they're fucking crazy.
Now, did you and Haley used to fight? Something's fierce.
Me and Tawny.
Yeah, you and Tawny.
Well, Mom said that whenever I was a kid, like maybe 5 or 6, I would lock our bedroom door and trap her in there. And wouldn't let Mom in there while I would beat the hell out of her and, like, stomp all over and stuff, which I don't really remember, but
I think
has a picture of me standing on top of her.
I bet you she could whip your ass now because she's a little more wiry than you are now that you guys have grown up.
I don't know. I got a couple battery charges on me from her when I was a teenager, and she's just not a fighter.
She's not? You just beat the shit out of her and then you catch a battery charge?
Yeah, Mom called the cops on me so many times before fighting her and Mom.
How many, like, if somebody was to pull your official record up, what would your official, how many times do you think you've been arrested?
Like, as an adult?
No, like, from a kid.
Altogether?
Altogether. 25, 30?
Probably, yeah, about 20, 30.
How about as an adult?
I got taken a lot for running away, skipping school, and getting into fights.
Right.
People will get taken for that.
Yeah. Now, well, how about as an adult? How many charges you got on you as an adult?
I have 2 felonies in Indiana from breaking and entering and then hitting Dakota.
Now,
and then I have the theft charge.
Now, what did you break in? 2 felony for breaking and entering. Now, one of those is still up, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what the warrant's for missing court.
Yeah. What were you breaking and entering? Whose house were you breaking into?
That was whenever Dakota had took Cadence and wouldn't give her back, and the cops wouldn't help me, so I went inside the house and snatched her up myself.
Right, right. And then what's the other ones?
The other one is the battery on him from the same day.
Oh, yeah.
Then down here, the theft charge and the one from the other day, disorderly conduct.
The one that you, for stealing at the Goodwill?
Yeah, that's the theft charge. And then the disorderly conduct from me fighting with these neighbors of moms.
Yeah.
But I think they moved out, or they probably know that they sent us to jail to be scared, because they've literally no one. That house is like pitch black during the day, or at night, I mean. And during the day, there's not a peep. We know they're in there because we hear the kids.
Now, are all the women in the trailer park scared of you? Are you like the baddest bitch of all?
Well, I don't know. The thing is that I'm sure a lot of them are like, oh, she's just a little girl, you know, I could take her, because a lot of them are bigger. But I don't care, because I'm not afraid to get beat up. So you might be able to beat me up. I don't know, because I'm not saying I'm the baddest, you know, but I'm not afraid of you. So if you come at me, I'm going to still fight you.
Little black eye don't fucking bug you at all, does it?
Nope.
Now,
I've been beat up from my kid's dad many times.
Now, I've been beat up by my kid's dad many a times. Right. None of those.
Yep.
Now, here's what I understand. So your baby daddy doesn't take the kids and do shit to give you any honeymoon relief. Instead, he talks your new husband into doing a free tattoo on him?
Yeah. Well, he says.
And you allowed that?
Well, I said it's not a good idea, and I was thinking they were talking about another time, because he was like, hey, you think maybe you can touch this up, because Dakota, my kid's dad, tried to do like a tattoo on himself a while back, and it looks like shit. So he's like, hey, do you think you can maybe touch this up to Cash? And Cash was like, yeah, no problem. And me and Cash both thought that Dakota meant like sometime down the road, you know?
Right.
Not like right freaking now.
Right.
But you can't say no, obviously. Oh, well, so you want to do it right now?
Why couldn't
Cash? And we both looked at each other like, what?
Well, why did you get mad at Cash then once he left? Said, stupid motherfucker, you should have never done that.
No, not really, but I did kind of get mad because Dakota was like, Cash was telling Dakota too much, like, about Cash, how he used to do meth and, you know, or sell it or whatever. And I don't want Dakota to know stuff like that because he could use any of that against me, because just a couple weeks ago, before me and Cash got married, maybe a couple months, 2 months ago, their dad came here and he was like trying to like, he pulled his pants down and was like showing me his stuff, and he was trying to get me to have sex with him and all these things when he knew
Who's got a bigger wiener, Dakota or Cash?
Probably Cash.
I don't know, your hesitation speaks volumes.
They're about the same.
Who's better in bed? Who makes you come more?
Probably Cash, because I hated having sex with Dakota because I just hated his guts.
Well, right.
It was more like a job.
Well, you had three kids. You had three kids by that motherfucker, though.
Yeah, but every time when I got pregnant, like, I was either drunk or on something.
Right.
I didn't continue doing stuff when I was pregnant, but that's how I got pregnant.
How much child support do you get from them?
Well, you mean what I'm supposed to get?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you supposed to get and what do you get?
So because of them not knowing if Addie, my middle one, was his or not, they haven't put her on there because we just now did the DNA test.
Right.
So she's not on my child support yet because it takes a while. They have to
you better get her, put her on there so you can get some more money.
No, they are putting her on there. But for right now, she's not on there. So just the other two are on there. And he's supposed to pay $197 a week.
Right.
And what does he pay you?
He doesn't pay me nothing.
Oh, he pays you nothing, but you're giving a free tattoo.
Yeah, I mean.
Right. No, I didn't agree to that.
Man,
Cash
if I was, I'd be mad as fuck at Cash right now.
She is.
Especially because we were almost out of needles to do the tattoos, and he's like, we only have one left now, and I was supposed,
you
he was supposed to give me a tattoo. He was supposed to do a tattoo on me this weekend, and he said he was too tired, but then he does a tattoo on him.
Motherfucker.
So. Man, what the fuck? You're already getting ran over by this Russian. What the fuck?
Right, and not only that, but now there's only one needle left, so he can't even if he did do a tattoo, he wouldn't be able to do shading. He would only be able to do the outline.
Right, I mean, at the end of the day, don't forget who's got the pussy.
Right.
I don't think
he said he's going to buy more, but we'll see.
I mean, don't forget, now, how many times did you guys, I mean, like, so let's pick it up from, we get done marrying you, we do our big burnout, we say goodbye. I'm assuming Cash
went to work.
Cash went to work.
Yeah.
Where'd the three little bastards go?
Stayed home with me.
Right.
They were out of school.
And now you're married. Did it feel different Friday day that you were married, or did you not give a fuck?
It didn't feel different to me. Cash said that it made him feel more, like, adult-like, and right. more mature, I guess.
Right.
But I keep saying my boyfriend, and he keeps on getting mad because it takes some time to get used to, you know?
Of course.
Yeah, you never had a husband.
And right, and he keeps on getting upset about it. But, I mean,
now,
it's going to take
some
time.
Do you think we should get your tubes tied? Do you think we should all throw together for a you get your tubes tied?
Well, Cash needs some kids, man.
Yeah, they're going to try for
a
boy.
I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. And when in like a couple years, we're going to have try to have a baby.
Oh,
but
a couple years.
Not right now.
Now, how old are you now, Haley?
27.
You're 27, already three kids, right?
Yeah, and Cash turns 23 in May.
He's got a young one. Now, was he a little mad when we were talking about, remember how you were talking some shit about how he can't fuck that good, remember?
That he was kind of a novice.
He wasn't really mad about it, but he did ask some questions about it.
Now, did you guys have any,
I told him,
did you have any sex on Friday?
I told him he was just messing with him. Huh?
Did you fuck at all?
Yeah.
What? So when did you get to fucking in?
We have sex like every day.
I know, but like with the kids, like where are all the kids?
Normally in bed. They go to bed at 8:30.
Right. Now, are you a strict mom? Are they you, lights out at 8:30? Are they out fucking running around going crazy? Like I'm assuming.
I use melatonin.
The
gummy melatonin.
Hold on, Anna. Ugh. She's already melatonin the kids.
I like that shit.
I love this. Yeah. She is Ruthie. Now, Haley, have you seen Ozarks and the actress that plays the character Ruthie?
No. Cash said he's seen that before, but I've not.
Yeah, you're a dark haired Ruthie, just real, you know, streetwise. Don't give a fuck.
I'm on the phone. Go play. Hey. Stop that.
Tell him to go find
You're
a stranger
go
to talk
inside.
To.
Don't hit him on the phone.
Don't hit him on the phone. We can't be privy to this. No
yeah,
hitting.
Exactly.
No hitting.
They're wasting all the water in the pool.
Yeah, oh, tell no. him. Say, Mama's only got so much fucking well water. Say it.
Yeah, I mean, damn. That water costs money. They don't understand.
That's right.
They're trying to ask all the neighborhood kids to play in the pool. First of all, the pool is not big enough to have all the neighborhood kids playing in it. For one. For two, I just spent $50 on this damn pool,
$50?
And I'm not about to have these hood rat kids tear it up.
And you know if not your kids, are going to be pissing in there, too.
Yep.
Right.
Right.
Not only that, but I let the kids the other day play in the sprinkler, my kids, and 10 minutes later, they had 10 different kids here, all these neighborhood kids. And I said, okay, that's fine, you know, but you need to follow the rules. Leave the sprinkler alone, and don't be, you know, spraying each other in the eyes and whatnot. Like, 20 minutes later, I come out to check on them, and they're throwing, slinging mud. Like, I gave them a whole list of rules, but I guess I didn't tell them not to throw mud.
Well, listen, they found a little gray area within the fucking rules, and I'm just like you would have done back in the day. You know, you would have been slinging mud in Columbus, please.
Right. I know, but things are different, you know. Back then, whenever I was a kid, I grew up in the country, and we, you know, we didn't care about getting dirty and stuff, but now, as a mom, I'm like, I can't stand it when they get dirty.
No, if you think about it, High Point pretty much is the country.
Yeah, well,
more like straight ghetto.
When's the last time you and Haley spoke? I mean, you and Tawny.
Well, she's not talking to me at all now because she's mad because... we talked about her on the radio, but she wasn't mad about any of the herpes stuff or anything.
What was she so mad about?
Because I said I don't like her.
Now, does she like me? Is she mad at me?
No, she's not mad about the herpes stuff. She's mad because I said I don't like her.
Oh.
And her feelings are hurt.
Now, do you think if we brought you two in here for a little interview, I think it'd end up being like a Springer deal
probably
where you,
really
where, where you take a fucking hack at her?
Oh, yeah. There'd be a big, huge fight, probably.
You can't have that.
Maybe we could pick you guys up and we do like some Sanders, family therapy administered by. I mean, why not let the guy that married you, you know, do some family therapy for you?
Right.
Now, do you think that I married you?
The thing is that I do. It's not that I don't like Tawny. It's just that I don't like how she changed. You know, now that she's living in Tampa with this boyfriend of hers, it's almost like.
You know,
it's almost like she she just feels like she's almost better than me, I guess.
Can't be having that.
Can't be having that.
So, no, not at all.
No,
because you know, she doesn't have kids at all. The she one thing that it. Makes me the maddest is that she doesn't have children, but every time she sees the kids or takes them for the, you know, a day or two, she has all these things. She says the kids need to be doing this or they shouldn't be doing that or, you right. know, just like things I should and shouldn't be doing or they should or shouldn't be doing. And
what does she
like,
know? She doesn't
kids.
Even have kids.
Yeah, I bet you didn't have. It's easy to be a critic. Shit. It's easy to be a critic when you ain't got none, please.
Right.
Right. That's what makes me
armchair
so mad
quarterback
about
over here.
Being around
yeah.
Her.
Yeah.
No,
he's responsible. Right. Birth control.
So now, were you happy with how I wedded you up? Were you happy?
Portion. What?
Yeah, I think it was pretty funny.
Oh, hold on. I feel like you're maybe a little bit mad about it.
No, I'm not mad.
You know, we're going to make it a special that we're going to put up on our YouTube and Facebook. The guys
did
are
you already post it, though? Because I didn't see it.
No. We're still working on it. We got to put the burnout in there and do all that shit, you know?
Okay. Now, I seen the phone call, but I didn't see the video.
What about your name is still in front of our refrigerator, though.
Yeah, thanks for signing our refrigerator.
Yeah, you tagged it. Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a dry erase marker.
Like a straight.
So you can always wash it off.
That's true.
Like a straight Indiana white trash fucking vandal, she is. Yeah. So now what about Cash? Did Cash like me okay? I don't want his boys killing me or nothing.
Yeah, he said that he thinks you're pretty cool, and he said that we're going to have to go back on there a couple months and give him an update.
Yeah, give us a I tried to call you guys early this morning to get an update. That was me calling, but I kept getting did you see somebody calling you
probably,
early?
He was probably at work.
No, don't say where, but what kind of a job? Because you said he's got a real job now. What does he do?
He works at a factory.
All okay. Right. He's not tattooing?
He still does, but not like full time because he has his license, but he's not in a shop right now.
Right.
He quit working at the shop because they were dipping his money. They were charging him a shop fee and taking a percentage of his like the money he gets from tattooing,
right.
Which is not how it's supposed to
Man,
be.
Man, those kids are going fucking crazy, aren't they?
Yeah. The worst part is I'm like three trailers down.
Oh, wow.
And you can still hear them.
You at your mom's place?
Yeah.
You at Angie's?
No, she's like in a whole nother street over.
Oh,
yeah, was she?
Right next to her.
Your mom was looking pretty good. Your mom was looking pretty good Friday.
I know. She's like, I thought we were gonna dress up, and I said, well, I was going to, but me and Cash had gotten into that argument,
so you guys literally
you know,
got into
if we were going or not. So like, I didn't dress up like I was supposed to.
Was it 50-50 as to whether you guys even got married? Was it that touch and go Friday?
Yeah, like I was for sure not gonna go.
And then if you did go, you were going to tear up the paper right in front of him and say, fuck you?
Yeah. He wasn't going to go if I didn't want to get married. He's already said.
Did you have to?
He wasn't going to go because his feelings were hurt.
His feelings were hurt about what?
Because if I didn't want to get married.
Having second thoughts.
Oh, because you're having second thoughts. Yeah.
Man, he even texted his freaking parents. His adopted parents said, well, she called off the wedding when I didn't even really call it off. I just had said I wasn't sure. You
the
know?
Same parents that threw him out at 14?
But, Haley, you know, you got a real itchy finger on you. You're like, you just, boom, you flip out.
I told him I gotta work on that because I have a bad habit of saying things that I don't mean when I get mad.
Yeah, you got a bad temper,
hey,
don't
at least
you?
She's identifying there's an issue.
Right.
Yeah. Now, which one of your three kids are most like you? And God help us all.
I don't know. Like, my oldest looks the most like me, but mom says the middle child, my middle one, acts the most like me. I swear. Sometimes I tell mom, like, you're going to have to come adopt this kid because I can't take care of her anymore. She's so out of control. Like, she's so mouthy.
Like, what would she mouthy. Like, what will she say mouthy-wise? Like, if you go, what's her first name?
Huh?
What's your middle kid's first name?
Adeline.
So if you go, hey, Adeline, go in there and clean your room up. It looks like a mess.
Oh, I can tell you. You can hear it. Here, hold on. I'll show you. Well, this is how mouth gets.
All right.
Adeline, go in there and pick up your mess. Go pick up your mess. No, you need to go pick up your mess.
I'm soaked.
So you can't pick it up because you're soaked?
No, because all the time is all over the blanket.
Since when do you care about making a mess? And you're making a mess with water, but you don't care about making a mess with all your toys?
No.
Huh? Go clean it up.
My toys.
See, she always is. she's not doing it as bad as normal, but she always has some smart-ass comment to say.
Will she cuss you out, too?
She, not that one. The oldest does, though.
What's the oldest
one? She tells
one?
Me, she doesn't cuss at me, but she, I always, whenever she thinks I'm not listening, I hear her tell her sisters. She says, get off me, you stupid bitch. Or she'll say.
Oh, I wonder where she got that.
She's nine. She's nine, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the ages of the kids?
I think nine. Haley, how old are the kids? I think we lost Haley.
No, yeah. Call dropped.
I could call her all fucking day.
Yeah, she's a
wild.
Could
you imagine having to live that fucking life? Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Everything's just a fight. Everything's just fucking crazy at all times.
I think the kids are 975.
Yeah, 975.
Jesus. She took a break during the pregnancy.
Right. Poor everybody.
Mm-hmm.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Just feels
I'm worn
so
out.
Good.
Which, if we had any kind of money, we would fucking sign them up to a multi-year contract.
Hell yeah.
Just follow them around.
My God.
Call the Sanders.
Make so much money.
Oh, God.
You imagine her, right now just watching them watch her at the pool with the kids?
You know when you get arrested?
Smoking her vape pen.
Yeah.
Chucking clouds. She was trying to chuck clouds here in the fucking studios. What's that, Blitz?
When you get arrested, they have a list of your tattoos.
Right.
Her tattoos, last time she was arrested, was skull, sunflower, skull, gear, skull, jellyfishes, skulls, mask, flower, skulls, star, American flag, heart key, skulls, and flower.
She likes skulls.
She loves skulls, does she not?
Yeah. I wonder what Cassius says with his little stitches
fucking
up his
Cash.
Mouth.
Yeah.
Cash looks like an absolute saint.
No,
he just looks like a bad guy. She is a bad guy.
And she's got quite the record, too, it looks like. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Haley, you there? Butch, what does Angie got?
A bunch of possession charges.
What, drugs?
It doesn't say. Possession of controlled substances, cocaine, retail theft. Possession of cannabis wax.
Oh, please.
I know.
The number you dial, 727.
But I think that she may have got disconnected in mid-sentence.
Maybe.
Very possible.
When your minutes are up, is that what happens?
Petty theft.
Minutes are up.
I've never heard of ex by baby mama hanging out and doesn't pay child support.
Hello? We got some shit going on, Blitz, because...
Well, that number you're answering is from L.A.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's a California number.
It's a probably high guy that calls.
Now, this was just literally the number I called. Blitz, this is the number that I called and got a hold of.
The number you dialed, 727-9, has not received a response from the service provider.
Blitz, I think that means your fucking minutes got called out.
It could be. Call on line one. That should go through.
Yeah, this should go through. And then we're done with this exclusive podcast. I do have a better feeling about this family now that the Alabama Wildcat's gone.
Oh, for sure.
I didn't like the Alabama Wildcat at all. And wait till you hear the shoot on that. Like,
someone's calling back online, too. That might be her. It's unlisted, so I don't know.
Hello?
Yeah, are you guys streaming the after show right now?
No,
we're not. The only show we got going on now is the podcast that we're taping that you're going to be part of, and it'll be available in about 45 minutes at wherever you get your podcasting, called the Bubba Army Podcast.
Great. Love the show. Thanks.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Are you calling from California?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. In, out.
Yeah.
He gets
like,
it.
Oh, shit.
He hung up and was like, wait a second, that might have been Bubba.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happened.
Customer service. So, I'm going to be honest with you, though, Blitz. I never had a theft problem or anything when Angie cleaned my house.
Okay.
Because Sumo was there.
Sure.
She ain't going to do Sumo dirty.
That's probably your protection.
Right.
Oh, Alabama Wildcat stole your ring.
What's that?
She stole your Bubba Army ring? Alabama Wildcat?
You think she did?
I mean, now we got to do Sticky Fingers, and she was around that time. You had the ring then.
It's true.
You would think six-year-old.
I don't know.
You got to break into that thing by you, cabinet.
I don't know if it's in there or not. I'm getting a lot of things done. As I got the smart car up and going. I got the Crown Vic up and going. Blitz, do you think that my power washer with the spinning tip turned, because I can turn the RPMs way up.
Okay.
It's not good for it, but you can do it. Do you think it would literally, with how bad the Crown Vic's paint's flaking, now that spinning tip took the paint off my Ford mirror.
I know, I saw it.
Do you think it would, but it's fixed though. Yeah. It's fixed, they repainted
it. I know, it's great.
Do you think that spinning tip would probably take the remaining paint off the
Crown
Vic?
Do you want it to?
Well, yeah, so I can paint it, so we can paint that tough coat. Remember we were going to tough
coat
it?
Yeah, then yes. It probably won't get all of it off, but it'll get a lot of it off.
Or, because then the tough coat has something better to hang on to,
sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And because that paint, if it's flaking off, will flake off even with
something over it.
Yeah,
right,
so you need to get rid of that.
But
so,
I'm
yeah.
thinking that that's going to cause a unbelievable mess.
It will.
So I should do it maybe in the back. And what I'm thinking about doing is taking the merch trailer and moving it back up front here.
Okay.
And then rocking, where the cream machine and where the merch trailer is, kind of putting some stone in there.
Okay. Or like crushed shell or something?
Yeah, something like that. Just better than...
Mud?
The mud that we got going on now. Now, Lummy, do you just have one more phase?
Yep.
Of which is that one little area?
Yes.
And then you're done?
Correct.
All right. Anna, anything you'd like to...
I'm working on a flap and gaps this week. Hopefully tomorrow. Yes.
Does she know how disappointed we are?
Does
she know that Blitz's bonus is going to be heavily affected by the fact that she didn't do
a flap
and
gaps? I will let her know.
Did you know that your bonus and everybody else's bonus are directly affected by our podcast?
Yes, they do.
Let her know to bring her check.
Tell her
to bring her check.
Yeah, I will let her know.
Yes. Wasn't able to eat this weekend.
Right. So. Okay. I will let her know. I'm writing this all down.
While Lummy was at the inning festival playing with his VIP tickets, he was not able to eat.
With his starving child.
Yes. He was
giving high fives to some schmuck I don't know.
Ozzie Smith.
Lummy, did you see OAR?
No, we could hear them. We were more with the baseball thing with Walker.
Oh, okay.
We could just hear him. We wanted to make sure that his hearing wasn't affected.
Did he have like 45 pairs of earplugs on?
No. We went there Saturday to kind of
test
it out.
Eventually you got to like let Walker play in the mud and eat dirt.
He does. They take him all over.
No, he does.
Dirt is soy free.
He was. You can't go to a concert with like 25,000 people and put him out there with his 6-month-old ears. His eardrums would get blown out.
No, I'm sure he had earphone deals.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, if we got anywhere like close to the concert, but we were far enough back.
Oh, okay. All right, bud.
That is some, like he does get to go see a lot of different things. That's cool.
Walker is pretty well traveled.
Oh yeah, I mean,
and building up all types of resiliencies.
Oh yeah, that's right. The thing is we're
all
getting them out. I mean, we let people, people are, Smith was hanging out with him.
He's gonna have his own. I mean, Wilbur's gonna have his own kissing booth at the Florida State Fair.
He
next
is
year.
The biggest fucking flirt, and I swear to God, Bubba.
He knows what he's doing.
He's an ass getter. Brent was saying it.
Let me tell you right now, if Ashley would ever get sideways a little bit. Just see, and you are like a single dad. If you put that little fucker in a stroller and walk down Bayshore, you would have 400 girls.
That's what Blitz. Was saying before he started hitting on. He's like, I'm gonna have to borrow them.
Yep. Oh yeah, I'd be checking them out to just
Yeah.
Leave your driver's license and your credit card, and go ahead and take Wilbur out for a few hours.
Yep.
To only trusted family, friends, and members.
Of course, there were girls coming up to us when we were walking away from line going, oh, my God, I had to come over and just see your baby because he's so cute.
And Blitz, he'd have a rap. He'd be like, oh, yeah, you know, me and his mom didn't get along, and but I 50% custody.
Right.
And his mom's a great, great, great person. Just that we couldn't make it work out.
No hate.
Yeah, yeah. And super chill. Like the way Matt Heller would do it.
Yeah.
Be like, super chill. You know, this is my kid. His name's Walker. And I'm just, you know, I get him half the time. And this is my time for him. And we're just out getting some exercise. And so,
really? Yeah. I saw this guy, Bubba Clemson, gave me the same rap last weekend with the same kid.
I knew that kid looked familiar.
I know, motherfucker. Oh, by the way, don't look on Instagram because he's got his own Instagram. But that's with his real parents.
Right, right.
This is a Reddit kid. You could tobacco.
And hurry up, ho. I got to get this kid back.
Yeah, hurry up. Hey, listen, you got to really, you got to give me oral because I got this kid.
Yeah, time to tick him.
Yeah, I mean, fuck. His mom is pretty fucking mad if you bring him in late. Right?
Yeah.
Full hot.
It's an upcharge.
On that deal. Yeah. Full hot. Poor Wilbur's chipped up. He's GPS'd up. They know where he's at every fucking second.
All right, Blitz, come on. We have 5 minutes. Bubba's picking
kinds,
him up
making
soon.
All kinds of money.
Blitz, Bubba's got him. You got 5 minutes to get here.
Let's go. We got to change his outfit.
Little Wilbur just gets handed from one man to another, and he has to go back out. Fucking same place.
He's like, Jesus Christ, again.
Child trafficking.
Yep. Just to get the women
for Clem and Chris Packard arrested for child human trafficking. It wasn't some whores. It was a kid. And they weren't trying to do anything bad with him. They were trying to pick up ass with the kid.
Yeah. We were trying to human traffic, but not
Grady,
the kid.
Grady will have our two mug shots there and be like, Mr. Clem, a well-known radio personality, was trafficking human beings.
Hey,
babies.
He used to be a friend of mine, but I'll even arrest my friends.
Can I tell you about this sick son of a bitch? He was trafficking babies. And you know what his game was? What? He would walk up and down Bayshore with this kid on a stroller and tell him he was his kid. And then the woman would think he was a great dad. He'd get some ass off of him.
Oh, horrible.
Mommy, can you hurry and pick your kid up? I got a woman that likes me. Yeah. Can you hurry and get him?
Yeah, oh, yeah, my babysitter's coming over to pick him up.
Yeah. My nanny.
Yeah, exactly.
My nanny. Oh, unfortunately, he's 6'6", 310. He looks like a fucking Sasquatch.
That's my
fucking
ass.
Nanny right there. You know, I'm an equal opportunity deal.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, exactly.
Lemmy, I think you should identify as a girl.
Yes.
And just like this girl did, this guy, well, this.
Oh, this is full heat in Ashley's world.
Oh, this is full heat in a lot of people's world. Mike. Mm-hmm. So this dude, he's not a very good swimmer as a man.
No. 460th or something like that?
Yeah, 460th in America.
Yeah, 462.
But he becomes a girl. He identifies himself. He's transitioning to
Meanwhile, like all in college. Like he competed as a man in college and then as a woman in college.
Well, he competed as a man all but 1 year. And then his last year when he was, after his third or fourth year in college, he had one more year of eligibility. And the best he ever got was like 460th as a man.
Yeah.
Then he decides, well, my last year, I might as well go out like a girl. And he wins the motherfucker.
Of course.
Until he doesn't.
Well, yeah, but he won.
He won the medley.
He won the 100 meter. He won the 100 meter.
What happened is the long distance race, being a man, having a man's body worked against him because those women are so small and they can fucking haul ass. But the short distance rates on his strength came
through.
No,
but he lost in the 100 meters.
No, he didn't. He won it. He actually beat an Olympian silver medalist that was from Sarasota.
In that article that you got pulled up there?
Yeah, transgender swimmer Leah Thomas ended her controversial college with a last place finish in the final of the 100 freestyle.
Yeah, it's different from the one she won.
Sorry, I got it right.
No, you got it wrong.
Sorry, I got it right.
This person beat an Olympic silver medalist first, which was a huge thing.
Okay.
And people said that she actually, or whatever, the person, she.
You know what I like the best in Lummi's report? Whatever.
Yeah.
What the fuck ever.
They think she threw it because.
To prove.
The headlines were going to cover that then she lost the females.
Yeah, I got you.
Because there was such an uproar, the first one, that she beat them by
because she dominated them.
And she beat an Olympian.
She's trying to say, hey, it is an even playing field. I lost. Look at me.
Yeah.
It's like me saying, hey, this
is
why are
you even swimming at all if you're fucking trying to lose?
No, I think she was trying to win them all, but then she saw such the uproar that she was
like,
and
that's exactly what I thought when I saw that too, Lummi.
Exactly. And then that's what all, because.
That seems odd that she suddenly just lose.
Why? She won.
She won a ton and then is getting tons of heat.
That's what I'm saying. It'd be odd for her to just suddenly lose.
No, she says it's the best way to get the heat off of her.
I get it, but I'm saying if it were a real deal, if she was actually trying, it would be odd. So obviously she threw it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like we're having our very first fucking argument here. Yeah. I'm just sitting back watching
this. We solved it.
Honest, whose side are you on this one? Are you on side the one that won?
Who, me? Or,
no, Anna.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Are you on side of the transitioning person or the other one?
Hell yeah, I'm on the side. She should be able to compete in whatever she wants.
Are you for real?
No, not for real, Honest, but
for
stupid.
I was say, had these
obviously not. Jesus Christ. She still has testicles and peanuts. Watch this. Blitz made me watch this thing I actually really enjoyed it. It was like 50 minutes about all this bullshit and about the levels and
testosterone
free base testosterone, whatever. I was learning all this stuff, nanograms per deciliter. It was crazy. But this person still has a dick and balls.
Yep.
Have you and Blitz had any arguments yet?
We've had a couple
scrape ups.
Yeah, but nothing like crazy.
No arguments or anything.
No.
Couple scrape ups. Does he give you the silent treatment like he does?
No. We talk about it. I don't allow that, and we have to talk out. We have to talk through everything. But I'm always pretty calm, right?
Well, yeah. I don't know. Asking Blitz that.
Oh,
Blitz.
Blitz, is she pretty calm?
Yes.
We argue very maturely. And we communicate very maturely.
I don't argue or communicate very maturely at all.
Oh.
Yeah.
But everybody knows that going in.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I flip the fuck out. But then I get over it.
It's part of your charm.
Thank you.
Then you apologize and everything's good.
I think this has been a great day. A great show.
Yes.
Hopefully it'll pump up the podcast numbers. And I can't even really promote the podcast because if you're listening to it, you already know about the podcast.
Right.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Hopefully Haley pays her phone bill. We can talk to her again in a week or two.
Yes. I'd like for Cash. I don't think Cash will probably be able to answer if he's at the factory.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So we'll have to find out what time he goes in.
Like maybe where's he working at? Like what type of job?
That was roofing, right?
I hope not.
Did that before.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't wish that upon.
It's rough stuff.
Remember Haley told her boyfriend, her baby daddy's, hey, you can come down here to Florida in July.
Yeah.
And live with grandma on the couch. Now, granted, we ain't going to be able to fool around much, but I got you a roofing job.
That's how bad Columbus is.
I can't think of anything I'd rather not be doing.
If some girl told you, hey, you could come down here with your three kids, live on my mom's couch, we cannot bang, and you can have a roofing job in July. What are you telling her?
I'd say I heard Sumo wanted lawn work done for $8 a day.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. who would say okay to that?
Some fucking imbecile.
Who's still living here? Right?
Not getting banged.
And who owes $6,000 in child support and...
Getting free tattoos.
Getting free... But, I mean, he must have something going on. Cash gave him a free tattoo.
By the baby mama's husband.
It's too
on their on their bed.
I got to tell you, man, Tawny, although she has herpes, she is cute.
Pretty cute.
I've seen her, you know, at the house a few times when...
She's crying over herpes.
Have you ever either gone out with a chick or been talking to a chick and she's like, by the way, I got herpes?
No.
Me either. What would you do?
I wouldn't fuck her.
Me either.
Mouth pumping?
And I don't think you can really mess around much with it at all because I don't think you can get a handy because I think it could be on her hands.
Right, you got. I mean,
what are you have it on your hands?
Tip fucker.
Okay, but hold on.
And I was told too that like you know it's only during an outbreak is it contagious, and like with Valtrex, it's very very sparse.
But just
but
even
like,
saying that,
I know I agree.
I mean, hey, I got herpes, but I don't have an outbreak, and I'm on Valtrex. No, thank you.
What would you do if you went out with a chick and she told you later after banging her that she's got herpes?
Can I go down to the...
It's more going to go more like this. You now have herpes.
Well, no.
Not necessarily.
Right, but...
Hold on. So if I was with the chick and she's like, oh, I just want to let you know I really like you and everything, but something I want to tell you moving forward that I have herpes. They're like, what? I got herpes. But, you know, I got a...
Don't you have to kind of play it cool because you might be fucking crazy? So if you're like, oh, yeah,
like, hold on,
no
hold on.
No problem.
First of all, I'm calling Dr. Mark or some urologist or something like that, and I'm going down there and getting a blood test or a fucking pee test or whatever the test. I don't know what they do.
Yeah, cock scraping test.
Yeah, even though I don't want a swab up my wiener, I'm going to get a swab up my wiener.
Yep.
And then if, for God, I hope to God, if I don't have any symptoms... I got to think that perhaps I don't have it because I think their symptoms of herpes are pretty evident, aren't they?
Yeah, like, it's a virus in your system. It'll show up even if it's an outbreak.
So, okay. But what I'm saying is if you have a like the pimple deals or whatever they are,
the herpes,
then you probably know you got it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
What
yeah.
I'm saying is you cannot have any symptoms.
Correct.
But she gave it to you
yes.
still.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm going and getting tested, even if I don't got the pimps breaking out.
Not yep. yet. You probably will, though, at some point.
No, no, no. But I think after you get tested, if they say, well, you have tested negative for it, I think the test that they gave you, obviously you don't see her again.
Right.
But I think that they can tell you whether she transferred it to you or not.
Yes.
Right?
I think they should be able to.
I don't know how soon, though.
Yeah.
Well, I got to think.
Might be dormant for a while until surprise.
Are you
You got herpes.
So you can say you go in there, right?
Well, that's how like AIDS works.
But what I'm saying is you could go in there. You're telling me that you could go in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, nope, Mr. Clam, you're good. So you're sure you tested? Yes, we tested.
Well, so like if you banged
But they could say to you, but sir.
Come back in a month.
Yeah, in like 6 weeks.
Can lay dormant in your body.
Yeah.
And reappear at a moment's
propagate.
Notice. Fuck that.
Because the traces might be so low they may be undetectable
Correct.
By the test. So you have to wait until you got full-blown AIDS, bubs.
Oh,
well, I didn't know the AIDS
party.
I didn't know
they're both viruses.
Yeah, but
well, I mean, they're on both ends of the spectrum.
No, I understand,
right?
But I'm just saying in terms of how viruses work. Yeah, I'm more familiar with AIDS
because
it's been a top story.
Can't you catch a cold as a virus?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Most things are viruses.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, don't put herpes
but if you bang,
with every virus.
But, like, if you bang the chick with herpes and then the next day you got a test, you're probably not going to be positive, even if you have it.
Yeah.
Okay. So probably if you banged a girl with herpes, then you need to get tested, and then they're a month, two, three, whatever.
Yeah.
You still don't have the pimps, but maybe you should probably go back.
Sure.
And say, hey, I blasted this bitch 6 months ago.
Yes.
I was negative then, mm-hmm. but can you retest me? So that because I don't want
to. Just to be sure.
All of a sudden, one morning, I wake up with, a couple black. Are they blackheads? Are they little. What are
like
they?
Like pimples.
Oh, yeah, like open sores.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to have some sores on my cock.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And then the minute you get that sore on your cock, you're like, you automatically know what it is.
Yeah.
It's like I nicked myself in my fucking zipper or nothing. You're like, oh, fuck.
Or like warts or something.
Yep. Yeah.
You start taking Valtrex.
Listen, one time
open
in my,
sword
one time in my one time and honest to God, one time in my uncle's pool.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. You stuck your dick in the filter hole.
We know.
I did do that.
Who
but,
hasn't?
Yeah, who hasn't?
It's called the Warsaw Willie.
Who hasn't? That's called I can't get oral, so I let the pool pump suck me off.
Yeah, it's got good suction. You'd be a liar.
And in fifth grade, when you're just, you can't get anybody to blow you. So
right,
you let the
right.
Fucking,
it's
but you
got to
hope that
on
you
got to
hope that Uncle Jerry's pumping isn't like the 3.5 fucking horse deal.
Yeah.
So
sucks your dick off.
Yeah, but so tell me this, man. I'll call every guy a liar that you don't open the little flap up and you first put your hand on there to see what kind of fucking suction's on
it. Oh, you
check
it.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. You go up there and like, okay.
Yep.
And you stick your ween in there a little bit.
I haven't. I'm not saying I wouldn't. I never found one that was like not very much suction. They would suck your hand in and you'd barely be able to pull it off. I'm like, oh,
I could never do it at my pool that you lived with me at.
Right, Blitz, right.
Because I had a fucking.
I know.
It would literally suck your dick off.
Yeah.
No, not in a good way.
For real.
I know.
I would have to be screaming, Blitz, turn the pump off my dick. I mean.
Yeah, the worst.
My grandpa had a pool that didn't have the cover on it, so it was free game.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're.
He had because he had a pool built in the Clearwater in the 70s, so it was just a hole that sucked it. So when you went by in your bathing suit, like sucked in, you were like, whoa, what
I
is
know,
this
but you
shit?
You couldn't put your cock in there, could you?
Oh, say, man. Oh.
Put that cock in.
You don't have to have that flap.
See, I had to have a worn out vacuum cleaner in order to do it.
Oh, this one was all.
But I will tell you this. And when you're a kid, when you're like, sixth, seventh grade, you got a boner all the time. I mean, so I was at my Uncle Jerry's and I can remember Stephanie Van Curen and Karen Kalesiak and fucking another girl. What was her name?
Trixie, Dixie.
It was Stephanie Van Curen. Oh, Jill Bolesky.
Oh, of course. Jill Bolesky.
Pollock.
So they were swimming. My Uncle Jerry's pool was kind of, they both had pools. The Van Curens had pools and my uncle had a pool.
Right.
And you could kind of see their pool from Uncle Jerry's pool. So I'm looking at these three and they're in bikinis. And this is like, they're in eighth grade and I'm in seventh grade.
Right.
And they got their little titties and they're just so fucking hot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a bone. I just got a straight bone. Well, I didn't want, I was all by myself, and I didn't want my mom, like, the family was coming out to the pool. I was out in the pool by myself, standing on the fucking diving board, looking at these three bitches, not rubbing myself, but I had a bone. And so my parents and all my family, they're coming around the fence to come into the pool area, and I'm on the diving board, so I got to jump in the pool to act like I'm just, you know, swimming, because I got,
sure.
I can't sit there on the goddamn diving board with a fucking boner.
Right.
No. Now, my boner wasn't out, but you could see my boner.
Of course, especially with swimming. Yeah,
I got these swim trunks, and you know, swim trunks, they have like this a little bit of lining in them, and then they're pretty, you know, they're pretty thin material.
Yep.
So I jump in, and I knew how to dive back then a little bit, so I dove in, because I didn't want to get caught, but I had this straight bone, and I, you know how you dive right to the very bottom of the surface, and how you kind of scrape the bottom, and kind of like an orca,
yeah.
You know.
And then you come up.
Then you come up. Well, my bone, my boners, you know, now Uncle Jerry had like a Marsite, you know, the textured pool.
Okay, yeah.
You know, they kind of got like little pebble, like it's
like Pebble Tech.
Yeah, it's kind of abrasive a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, especially when you're, you know, 205 pounds and you're jumping in.
In seventh grade.
And I wasn't probably 205 in seventh grade, but probably too far off. Mm. So I jump in and I go right to the very bottom and I just kind of scrape against the bottom and come back up. Well, my boner scraped against the floor of the pool, which caused it to fucking kind of have like a sore on it. So it immediately hurt because I'm in chlorine water. And now I have I scraped my dick.
Mm-hmm. No.
So I hurry and get up, but you can't sell it. You can't act like you got a scraped dick because you're like,
sure.
you can't go like,
oh, hey, you got a bloody dick.
Yeah, you can't.
No.
Because the entire family was, well, how do you got a bloody dick?
Oh, well, I had a boner, so I jumped in.
Yeah, I had a boner on Stephanie Van Curen and Jill Bolesky. I jumped in because I didn't want you guys to see me having a bone. And then I scraped the bone on the Pebble Tech, and now I got so I had a little cut on my dick. Have you guys ever cut your dick
fuck
before?
Yeah.
No, Anna, you've never cut your dick before.
No,
yeah, fuck yeah.
Let me, have you ever cut your dick?
Yes, I have.
Bud, you ever cut your dick?
Yeah.
You get this little cut on your dick, and it's the, oh, my God. So I went into the bathroom, and you whip out your wiener, and you're looking at it, and you can see the little cut.
Little tiny little nothing cut?
Yeah.
It's like a little paper cut almost.
Oh, yeah, it's like it wouldn't hurt if it was on your finger, on your face, or on your shoulder, but it's on your dick.
And it's in that little crevice because, you know, your penis.
And see, and then your dick... You know, your dick's like a convertible. It goes up and down. It's like,
sure.
You know, so it's got that skin, convertible like elbow skin,
mm-hmm.
and just makes it extra sensitive. So anytime if your wiener was small, that little cut wouldn't hurt. But if you get if you'd catch a bone, poke it out. Oh. And so I was using my mom. They didn't have Neosporin and shit like that back mm-hmm. in the day. All I could find, Blitz, to kind of offer any type of relief. Was Desitin diaper rash.
Okay.
Shit. So I went through everything. I got some, I remember that spray that they used to spray Bactine?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
On your sunburn? Don't put that on an open cut on your dick.
You know what I use? Because it was
you'll come through the fucking
back
ceiling.
Bactitracin?
Yeah, but I didn't scrape mine, but maybe it was from pumping the hole too hard, but I had a cut, and I had to use that. Remember that red stuff, that iodine shit?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, that fucking burned so bad. I didn't know what to use.
Did it cauterize your dick?
Yeah.
You can't put a Band-Aid on your dick.
No.
So when you cut your dick, man, as a fella, you're really in a conundrum.
Right.
Like, you're really fucked.
Modern-day dick-cutting conundrum.
Because then you can't masturbate for a couple days.
No, you can't jerk it, and then you can't get excited.
Then what the fuck do you do with all that free time?
You just
cry.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
Well, you kind of masturbate to get through the pain.
Well, you learn to masturbate with two fingers.
That's what I do normally. Exactly.
You learn to masturbate on either side of the cut.
Yep. Masturbate to get through the pain.
Exactly.
You just jerk it with your fingers, like you're giving yourself a little baby jerk job.
Oh, yeah. That's always fun.
And use the tears for the lube, as Blitz says.
Yes.
Honest says that, not me.
Yeah. Use the tears for the lube on your baby jerk job. You know what? That's where we're going to end it today, ladies and gentlemen. This has been a very exclusive and very, very not cool fucking podcast. We'll see you guys soon.